Terry Pillsbury, athletic director at Saugus High School, is joining us here on MSO News Sports. And Terry, welcome. Thanks for taking a few minutes to join us.
Thanks, Bill. It's great to speak with you. Glad to know that you're healthy and doing well.
And you as well. Terry, the Northeastern Conference athletic directors met today, virtually, I imagine, for sure, I know. But spring sports, clearly a topic, and we really don't know anything more than we knew several weeks ago, in that right now spring sports, on the calendar anyways, are scheduled to start in May, but that would assume that school starts in May as well. So a lot's up in the air.
Yes, absolutely. That's correct. And we're moving forward with the hopes that we will be able to salvage some semblance of a spring season. We don't necessarily know if that's going to happen. We'll clearly keep the health and safety of our athletes and their families and our people in mind while we move forward. We'll take our direction from Governor Baker, and whatever it is that he indicates to us that we should do is what we'll do. And hopefully we can, hopefully we can do something to safely salvage the spring season.
I imagine that at this time of year, the Northeastern Conference Athletic Director Athletic Directors meeting in April would be focused on end of the year, the post-season kind of awards, if you will, end of year awards, moving through with the spring season, planning for the fall. I mean, it'd be a very busy logistical piece on the agenda. But again, with everything on hold, you got the spring plan in place, but you must also have to have some other adjustments as well. But even if schools come back even late in May, if that were to even be a possibility.
Yeah, sure. There's always, concerns about the extracurricular stuff that goes on around the end of the year. We have things like NEC Scholar Athletes that we're intending to still recognize from our senior class of 2020 athletes. We're moving forward with that stuff. Our typical meetings are planning and looking ahead to fall at this point, which we're doing some of that, but we're also, more focused on what the alternative spring season might look like for our NEC teams once we get the go-ahead from the governor, if and when that happens. We're going to be ready to move and pull together something for our athletes to be able to have to salvage their seasons.
Yeah, I just saw a very short clip of the governor speaking and more or less saying the peak is still a week or two away as he sees it in Massachusetts, which puts us very close to the 1st of May, which, it looks like that date's got to have to be pushed back as New York pushed some things back today as well, I understand. But then again, that's not for us to decide, as we all know, I guess. But any other notes from the conference as such, any other league news to share with us?
No, we're just, we're all, everybody's healthy and doing well. We met this morning and discussed a number of different topics, but our main focus is on, yep, is on hoping that the spring season, the spring season does happen and how we're going to handle that moving forward. We did talk a little bit about some fall sports and things like that, and we are going ahead with our fall seasons as scheduled, and we'll move forward in that direction as long as we're approved and allowed for it. That's the way we'll go.
Terry, I want you to share a note for us or some news for us on the Saugus building situation. So a lot of folks know Saugus is in the process of building a new high school, middle school at the site basically where the current high school is. And that construction's coming right along. In fact, we've been so distracted that the move is coming up right very soon, too, where the old high school, all the stuff goes from the old high school into the new high school. So what were the dates on that? Because, again, maybe share that story with our listeners.
Well, we've been in the process now of building a new school right down the street from where we are currently on Pierce Memorial Drive. If anybody's driven on Route 1 North, they can see the Sachem Head overlooking Route 1 North across from the Square One Mall on our new building, we're moving forward with it. The plan was to for teachers, when they departed for April vacation, as of the 17th, to be prepared to be out of their classrooms and to come back after the April vacation time frame and be in the new building, and they are moving forward with that. We are... We're more or less being asked, I believe, to be out of the building by the 24th so that the next step in the process can occur. We're getting everything together in the building and getting ready for the movers to proceed with that that whole process and that portion of the project. And so when we come back, when Saugus athletes come back and students, we'll be in the new building. And that presents a lot of logistical issues, clearly, because of the, you know, the current state of affairs with this, with the pandemic and all the restrictions on things. But we're moving through it and we're getting everything prepared in the old building to move on over into the new building. So that's something certainly to look forward to for all of Sachem Nation.
Wow, that's amazing. And I know that that at one point the town had asked maybe the move could be delayed at some point, but with the construction company, as I understand it, that's not the case. They want to proceed ahead and press ahead as scheduled. And so, and I understand that, I guess, I suppose.
Sure, but it's a timeline thing. There, you know, there it's contractual in nature is what we're being. Clearly, I'm not privy to specific information on it, but it's, you know, it's a contractual thing that we have going on. And you know, our town manager, Mr. Crabtree, did speak to, you know, speak to it with, you know, with the powers that be, and it's come back that they wish for us to move forward with it.
Yeah.
So we will, we'll prepare, we'll do our work, and we'll be ready to go, and we'll be excited about getting into the new space, and certainly enjoy it once we get there.
Absolutely, and well deserved, by the way. And last question I have for you, Terry, is nothing to do with what's happening right now, but looking down the road. So I know the new building is up when the old building goes. What does the athletic field situation eventually look like for Saugus around the new middle high school building?
We will have on the site of the current building. That building, once it's remediated, will come down, and there will be a multi-sport turf field and track with stadium seating and a press box on the opposite side, and an outbuilding that has some locker room space in it and some office space as well. So that will all go on the current Saugus High School building site once it's all taken care of. So we're excited about that. And phase two of this project has a lot to do with athletics, which is pretty exciting to me.
Yeah, exactly. Will football eventually be played there or still at Stackpole?
No, football will be played at the new stadium, yes.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay. Well, Terry, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to join us after today's Northeastern Conference Athletic Directors Meeting. Anything else to share with us at this time?
No, just a general message to everyone. Stay healthy, practice social distancing. Let's do everything that we're supposed to be doing so that we can all get back to our regular ways of life.
You got it. Yeah, you got it. Well, again, thanks for taking some time to join us. Terry Pillsbury, Athletic Director at Saugus High School, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.